Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let them trust trust mine. Oh God,
must first begin in me. I surrender so your world can be changed. The change I want to see must first begin.
Father God, we just thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Thank you so much, Father. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. Father, we ask that you just continue to be a lamp, Father, unto our feet. Father, just pour into us today, Father. Father, allow us and help us, Father, to fellowship with you today, Father. To hear from you today, Father, to hear what you were saying today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, seasons are about to change, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for those, Father, that are without homes, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we just decree and declare, Father, that every homeless person is housed. Father, all the hungry, Father, are fed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over these individuals, Father. Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, or destitute situations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for the sick, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we have decreed and declared, Father, their healing. Father, that by the stripes of your Son, Yeshua the Messiah, Father, that they are healed. The children, Father, that are, Father, in children's hospitals, Father, that they are healed, Father, that they are restored, O Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, guide the hands and the minds of the physicians, the nurses. Hallelujah. Magnify the anointing on their lives to minister to these children. Father God, we uplift our seniors, O Heavenly Father, that are in hospitals, in senior facilities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cover them, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. Father, that they are healed from every affliction, Father. By the stripes of your Son, Father, the Messiah, they are healed. Father. Restore, strengthen, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we remind you of our prayers for any Father, dealing with afflictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that they are healed today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and testimonies go forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that are dealing with depression, oh Heavenly Father, heaviness, Father, anxieties, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just ask, Father, that you watch over them, Father, that you would keep them, Father, that they are healed, oh Heavenly Father. They are restored, Father. We bind up the spirit of depression. Father, we bind up the spirit of anxiety. We bind up the spirit of fear, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over these individuals, Father, and decree and declare that all is well with them. We release your provisions, Father, that every desire is met, Father. That every desire is met, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we praise your holy name. Father, all these words that we have spoken before you, Father, we decree them to be so in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Father God, and amen. We have our apostle, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, on the line. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you all.
God bless you. Did you want to speak?
I mainly called in because I had a few prayer requests, if they could be prayed for.
Yes, ma'am.
One young lady, I'll just use the last name. She and her family are really, really needing our prayers. Her last name is Singleton. She needs a kidney. That's number one. But now the doctors are saying she contracted West Nile virus. So she has been, what the doctors say, not the kingdom says, very close to death because her organs were shutting down and they were worried about her, you know, losing brain activity. She's been in the hospital since Saturday. I have been there to, you know, visit and pray with her, but we are still needing the fervent, effectual prayer to continue. So I promised them that we would lift her up on the prayer line today. And then we have a gentleman with the last name of Hall who has been diagnosed by the doctors, not by God, with stage 4 cancer. And he's really, really, you know, ill, throwing up blood, things like that. So can we lift him up also today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I'll cover those. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. Again, we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers, Father. We thank you for hearing our decrees, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said, call those things that be not as if they were. Father, we're calling forth right now, Father, supernatural healing right now, Father, for Mrs. Singleton, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we spoke in agreement and in faith, Father, that Mrs. Singleton, Father, shall live and not die. Father, that she is healed, Father, from every affliction, Father, that is attacking her natural body, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we stand in agreement and bind the hand of the enemy right now, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that her flesh shall be as fresh as a child's flesh, Father, and that you have taken her body, the condition of her body, back to the days of her youth, Father. Father, we stand in agreement, O Heavenly Father, that your will for her life, Father, is that, Father, she prospers, that she is in good health, even as her soul prospers, Father. Father, we stand in the position, Father, of intercessors, Father, and we receive the healing, Father, that was given by the stripes, because the stripes that Jesus took, Father, on Calvary, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, Father, we just decree and declare Mrs. Singleton's complete healing, complete restoration. Father, we even pray now that the doctors are confused and dumbfounded, Father, and that they give you the glory, Father, that they give the testimony, Father, that she was only healed by the hand of God. Father, that she has a new kidney, O Heavenly Father. Father, that the West Nile disease, Father, or any other disease cannot exist in her body, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you strengthen her family, change their countenance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over her, Father.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, begin to minister to those doctors, so they'll know exactly how to minister to Mrs. Single. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you said that life, the power of life and death are in the tongue. Father, our tongues confess life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, she shall live and not die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift Mr. Hall. We bring him before your throne of grace. We bring him before your attention, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we call for healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In fact, Father, we put a demand on the spirit of healing and restoration right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command every cancer cell in his body, you shall die and bear no fruit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We command the healthy cells for you to take over, for you to dominate, for you to wipe out any and all cancerous cells in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the organs of his body. You are to operate the way God intended you in the mighty name of Jesus. We command every foul spirit at work right now in the name of Jesus. You are cast out now. In the name of Jesus, release Mr. Hall now in the mighty
Lord
name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for his healing. Father God, we thank you for his resurrection, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mr. Hall shall live and not die, Father. He shall live and not die, Father. He shall live and not die, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father.
Yes,
we wait for the testimony from his own mouth, Father, how you raised him up, Father.
Oh, God. Yes,
Father, we decree and declare, Father, that his flesh, O fleshed than a child, O Heavenly Father, and that you have taken him back to the days of his life, God. Your will has been done in his life, Father, that he prospers, Father. He is in good health, even as his soul prospers, Father. So prosper his soul now. Place him in good health now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead for blood over him, Father, and place by faith and an agreement, we place him in your hands, Father, to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen his family, Father, and those around him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And change the words of the mouth. Change the words that come out of the doctor's mouths, O Heavenly Father, to not speak death, but to speak life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We pray the entire culture and atmosphere around him changes, Father, changes to life, to restoration, to healing and wholeness, Father, to the miraculous, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father, for always hearing our prayers, O Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father, that all our prayers, Father, are carried out, O Heavenly Father, are fulfilled. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and
Lord.
Magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Father, we take hold and decree and declare the victory right now.
In
the mighty name of Jesus. They are victorious. We are victorious, Father. For we are one body, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We come together, Father, and decree and declare victory over the enemy, Father. The attack of the enemy has been put down, Father. You have placed the attack of the enemy under our feet, Father. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank Hallelujah. You. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you.
Oh, glory.
We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The glory is yours, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. These words that we have spoken in agreement before you, Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, Father, and decree and declare that they are so and healing, so it is, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Deaconess, Deaconess, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen, Pastor Melvin. Father God, we just do thank you, continue to thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we do exalt you and magnify you. We thank you for what you've already done in Ms. Singleton and what you've done in Mr. Hall. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We continue to glorify you because we know that healing comes from you and you alone, God. We thank you that your report, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, is that they should live and not die. We thank you that you have thoughts towards them that are good to give them a future and expect an end. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We continue to thank you, we just continue to thank you. Lord God, we cannot thank you enough for the dominion and the power in the earth realm to say a thing that's in accordance with heaven and it be. Thank you, Thank you, Erekorabasi. Thank you for Rekarababashandedabokumandadidiase. Ekoroboshekedidiase. Thank you for authority and dominion. Roshe candidiase. Thank you for the ability to decree and declare. Hallelujah. Ekoranade. Thank you for the ability to lay hands on the sick and for them to recover. Thank you for miracle working through you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For bringing all things back to our remembrance. Father God, we do thank you for loving us. There is so much to thank you for, God. Glory to your name. There is so much to thank you. There's so much to thank you for, God. There's so much to thank you for, God. We continue to have thanksgiving in our mouths. Even as we continue to petition you, God, as we continue to declare, God, we have yet thanks in our mouths. Because we know it all comes from you. God, we thank you. We thank you for the ability to proclaim your kingdom in the earth. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it's already been done in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi. We thank you that you are our Bere Korabase. We thank you that you're a banner over us, God. We thank you in the midst of every situation, any circumstance, that you are the banner over us. Father God, we do thank you on today. Father God, we lean into you, Lord, with Jehovah Nisi. We lean into you, the one that's able to fight every battle on our behalf. We lean Korabase We thank you, God, because you said that you would fight our battles. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We partner with you, God. We declare and decree. We believe and we stand. But, God, you literally fight the battle. Thank you, Jesus. As they walked out in faith, walked up to the Red Sea and believed you, God. You parted it. You caused them to safely walk through. You took out their enemy that they would never see him again. Thank you. You did it, God. And we believe you. We believe you on today. We believe you to strengthen those on the line that will listen. They have been fighting and believing, God. We declare that you have fought and continue to fight our battles, that you are the banner over us. Thank you, Korabade Korabasi. You are the banner over us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you on today. We believe you on today. We thank you for strategies about what we should do as we continue to believe you and fight. We thank you for We thank you for opening up our ears, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, giving us impressions, Father God, giving us words and confirmations. We thank you to show us how to fight in this battle, the part that we have. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Whether it be to sit still, whether it be to say something, where it's always to pray. God, we thank you for the strategy. The same way you told them to walk around the wall of Jericho, there was a strategy. There was a plan, Father God. When they followed it, there was victory because you brought out. It was you that amplified the sound. It was you that brought the wall down. But Father God, they followed your instruction as victory came forth. God, we believe you on today. We know that you are the banner over us.
We know that you are the one that will bring this thing all the way in. We thank you for the remaining months of this year. We do thank you for how you're going to cover the homeless and feed, Father God. We do thank you, Father God, for the strategy that you're going to give to keep those people safe. We do thank you, Father God, and we believe you to the end, God. We thank you for 2018. This has been an awesome year. Hallelujah. This has been a year, Father God, that you have shown yourself mighty. Thank you, where we were in the ring, Father God, but you were the bigger one in the ring with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We declare and decree on today, we will not get out the ring because you're in the ring with us. We cancel every part of the enemy that we should quit, give up, pack up our stuff, and say, I can't do it. We cancel the thoughts of the enemy, the voices of the enemy that say, this will not happen. You will not win. That God is not with us. We cancel out the voice of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel it out. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan. You will not release every fiery dart that you release. We cancel it now. In the and we speak strength to God's people. Strength right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Strength because God is with us. Your word says, God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we believe. We believe. We believe you today. God, we forgive us if we gave up with our mouth.
Yes.
Out of fatigue, out of fear, out of sadness, out of disappointment, forgive us, God. We repent in the name of Jesus. So we were tired. We were scared. But God, you are greater. God, you are greater. You are greater. We declare with our own mouths today, you are greater. We declare with our own mouths, you are greater. We believe in our own hearts today. You are greater. You're greater than any disease. You're greater than any fear. You're greater than any lack. You are greater. We believe you. Our faith. We exercise our mustard seed faith and we declare and decree into the atmosphere and to the situation that you are greater in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank
you.
God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the same fortitude that moved David out in front of the Goliath, the same fortitude, the same belief in you would stir up in your people on today. Hallelujah. That will stir up everybody that's listening, that's going to listen. Father God, that same fortitude that says, I know that God can do this. He may use my hands, but he's the one that's doing it, and I know that he will take this giant out. Father God, stir up that same fortitude and that belief, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stir it up again in your people. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you on today. We believe you on today. And God, we continue to lift up your leadership, God. Your men and your women of God. Your apostle that's on the line right now. Continue, God, to strengthen her in everything that she does. Fortify her footsteps. thank you for we thank you for the armor of you, God. The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace. God, we thank you for the full armor of you, God. Continue to fortify in it. Every part of our armor, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, help her to take it to another level in you. Help her to move in a greater level in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. As she continues to war, refresh her, pour out your Holy Spirit upon her, give her confirmation, the oldest Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, reaffirm and confirm the things. Father God, the things that have been tied up and bound up, we declare a decree on today that they are loose. The things that she's been praying and seeking you for and believing you for that have been bound up and tied up, God, we just declare a decree that they are loose. We thank you for financial resources being loose. We thank you for the next idea that you have for her being complete. Completely loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that she has been hearing and receiving. Father God, we pray that you help her bring it to the next stage, that idea that you have, to the application stage in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for those that will be able to help her to push the things forward in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that you are her safe haven.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you are a strong tower that she can run into. We pray on today that in the name of Jesus, that she would know you like a safe haven, like she's never known you before, that the peace, the security, the comfort, the intimacy, the closeness, the love, she'll experience it in ways she hasn't experienced it before. And God, we just declare and decree that no weapon formed against this woman of God will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against her will be brought low in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for the safe space in you. We thank you for you being a strong tower. We do love you, God. Thank you, God. Father God, we pray that you will continue to have your way. Continue to bless, Father God, the angels of my house. Bless on this weekend as we celebrate the woman of God's birthday. God, let it be an awesome celebration on tonight. We bind up any backlash and any activity of the enemy. And God, ready to see. Let it be shot the abasi. Let Kuramana. For everything she's poured out, God, give her double. Give her double. Hallelujah. Give her double. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you and praise you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Apostle, did you want to close us out in prayer?
Sure. Father in heaven, we thank you first and foremost, God. We are just saying thank you. We are just saying thank you. We are just saying thank you. We are reverencing your grace and your mercy you've bestowed upon us, God. We are blessing your holy, magnificent name. God, you are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun, O God, to the going down of the very same, you are awesome and mighty and we love you on today. Lord God, we thank you because despite what the enemy brings our way, God, I thank you that you have a mighty hand in everything because you said all things work together for the good of them who love you and are of the called. And so, God, I thank you that we are in the midst of that. Lord, I'm lifting up your son on today, Pastor Mel, and I'm lifting up your daughter on today, Deaconess Angela, who stand in the gap, Lord God, for others. Lord God, they lift them up, they sacrifice their flesh, they get on the wall, and Lord God, they begin to intercede in the name of Jesus for people maybe that they've never met before, or for people maybe, Lord God, across the land to the four corners of the earth. So Lord God, I cover them on today in the name of Jesus, that Lord God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Let their spiritual discernment be so keen that when the enemy presents himself, they're able to see him, Lord God, 3, 5, 10 miles out. They're able to hear him, Lord God, 30, 60, 90 miles out. In the name of Jesus, give them bullseye prayers, oh God, that they're able to attack in their prayer life in ways that the enemy could never track nor trace them. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, even now, God, over their minds, over their spirits, over their bodies, over their families, over their jobs, over their material things like cars and homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, even now, everything that they set out to do on today, we've deem them to be the leader, to be the head of that thing, and not the follower or the end of that thing. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that even now, Lord God, prayers that they have deep down in the abyss of their hearts that they have not uttered, Lord God, I command that you will answer them according to your will and purpose. Let your will be done in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, break up fallow ground, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pull down weariness in the name of Jesus. I bind up fatigue, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will allow them to walk in the power of your might. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you even now that they have family members. They have loved ones. Deaconess has an apostle and the husband and the wife team that leads them. Lord, I pray over them in their lives in the name of Jesus, that you will allow them, Lord God, to be led by you in such a mighty way so that when the people come on Sundays or the people come to prayer service and Bible study, oh God, that you will fill their cups until it overflows in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak the energy needed to make all these engagements will be there on their behalf, Lord God, as they are running to and fro, trying to do the work of you, trying to do the work of man, trying to do the work that's desired in their hearts to get business straight. God, in the name of Jesus, work in the favor in their lives, that it forever be before them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they just walk in nothing but favor. Let their feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, so that when chaos does present itself, that when they step into a room, when they step into a sidewalk, when they step into a church, or they step on the job, that peace has to prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for them on today. I thank you that they're diligent on the prayer line. I thank you, Lord God, that they decided to link up their faith together with mine, that we might be able to cover your people and be like Nehemiah today, oh God. So, Lord God, I bind up the backlash and retaliation in their lives. I bind it up now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory. I bind up this witchcraft that is trying to come into the kingdom. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up manipulation. I bind up trickery. I bind up lies. I bind up that codependent spirit. I bind up the mischievousness. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft, you are bound up on the jobs. You are bound up in the kingdom of God. You are bound. I pull out everything unlike God in the name of Jesus, the creativity even of it, the sneakiness of it. In the name of Jesus, I command witchcraft be bound in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. Even now, Father God, cover all of our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our spirits, our jobs, Lord God, and just order our footsteps according to your command. May we walk synchronized and syncopated to your footsteps, God, that your true will be done in our lives. Oh, glory to your name, God. You are awesome in your power. We thank you on today that we will walk not in the flesh, but in the spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. And I decree these things to be so.
That is so. Amen. Praise God. Please go to our Facebook page and like our page. You just heard prayers from our overseer, the head shepherd at Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries Incorporated, or for short, FMFC. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Here you can engage the ministry. Throughout the week, you can post your testimonies, and we will cover it. We will add our faith to yours and cover you in prayer, pray over those issues that you'd like to take before the throne of grace. You can post your testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. A lot of times we're in situations in our lives and we act naturally, but many times the root of the things that we encounter here on earth have a spiritual root, so they need to be dealt with spiritually. So as you encounter those things, you can ask questions about the problems and issues that you face in life, and we will answer those from a biblical standpoint. I'll give you a biblical answer, answer that is in line with God and not with man. So please go to the Facebook page, take advantage, like the page. Again, engage the ministry, keep up with what the ministry is doing. If you're local, we invite you out to take part in the things that we're engaged in. So please go to the page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Again, thank you so much, and our time is drawing nigh. But before we go, we want to see if there's anything that the Lord has given us. Is there a word from the Lord? Okay, well, if all hearts and minds are clear, again, we want to thank you for joining us this week in prayer. God bless you. We love you. As you leave, we just pray that God blesses your day, that God is the God guides your footsteps, and please remember that you are favor of the Lord. His favor goes out before you. It goes wherever you're going before you get there. It surrounds you like a shield. And because God favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, hearts and minds change, protocols change, all in your favor. So please join us next week. We will see you then. Remember, we love you. God loves you. God bless you. And we will see you next week.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church.
Let the church
hey.
Say.
as the church says.